Chapter 3, A Museum Edition. Kiko had a hard time sleeping that night. He was restless and couldn't stop thinking about the treasures he and his friends had found that day. He wondered if what they found had really come from Peg Leg's ship. And if it had, where could the ship be? Lost in his thoughts, Kiko finally managed to fall asleep. Kiko's friends were at his house bright and early the next morning. They were eager to get to the museum and find out where their treasure had come from. "Hurry up, Kiko," Joseph urged. Kiko carefully pulled the precious items he had meticulously wrapped in T-shirts from under his bed. In no time, the friends were off to the museum. Upon their arrival, Ms. Reyes, the curator of the museum, greeted them at the door. "How can I help you, kids?" Ms. Reyes inquired. Kiko and his friends explained how they had discovered gold and silver coins on the beach, as well as other items that might be valuable to the museum. Kiko unwrapped the artifacts one by one and showed them to Ms. Reyes, who became more and more amazed by each item Kiko revealed. Ms. Reyes examined the artifacts carefully, handling each one as if it were made of the most fragile crystal. "These items look very old indeed," Ms. Reyes said. Then she explained that she would have to call some of her colleagues to come and examine the pieces in order to know how old they were and where they came from. Joseph couldn't contain himself. He told Ms. Reyes that they were surely from Peg Leg's ship and that it must be just off the coast near their fishing village. Ms. Reyes simply smiled and explained that was precisely what her colleagues would determine. Then she sent Kiko and his friends on their way and told them they would have to return the next morning.